Well,
哎，我是钱唐朝。
I am Kyron Tang.
由于上周吧，什么样的那个视频被限流了之后
，Due to the fact that the video from last week was restricted，
我现在的所说的视频都只能在就是小范围的，就是朋友圈里面，不就是你关注过我。
What I'm saying now is that the videos I'm making are only for a small group of people, specifically those who have already followed me.
你就能看得到，啊。
You can see it.
就是被限流了。
It's been blocked.
那我们现在来了。
So, let's get started now.
也就是我们朋友之间自娱自乐啊。
That's just us friends having fun together.
就是当你看到这个你也别好笑。
Just don't laugh when you see this.
因为我做了这么多年的视频。
Because I have been making videos for so many years.
我太行李太有数了。
I know exactly what I'm doing.
我稍微说一点什么。
I'd like to say a few words.
立马就有一两个月的那个低潮。
Immediately, there will be a period of 2 or 3 months of low mood.
这个很正常啊。
This is normal.
这个也没办法。
This is impossible.
也不能怪别人。
I can't blame others.
因为怎么样？
Because how?
人家也要吃饭。
People need to eat too.
那些平台里面的那个小帅哥们。
Those cute young men on the platform.
是不是啊？要养家糊口啊。
Is it to support a family and make a living? Oh no.
这里面的内容其实大家都知道啊。
Everyone knows this.
是谁在做这个事情？
Who is doing this?
其实我们心里都清楚，
Actually, we all know that.
是吧？
Is it?
好。
Okay.
接着来聊这个三国。上条视频呢聊了三国。
Let's talk about the three kingdoms. The previous video talked about the three kingdoms.
就是诸葛亮啊。
It's usually Yang.
通过一种手段
Through a means.
这种手段就是表忠心的手段、啊、
This is a way to show loyalty.
他写了一个出师表
He wrote a farewell letter.
大家都知道出师表最著名的八个字是什么
Everyone knows that the most famous 8 characters in Farewell to Wiki are
是不是叫什么
Why is that?
什么死
What death?
而后已 鞠躬尽瘁
And then he bowed his head and worked tirelessly
死而后已对不对
Is death inevitable?
这是出师表里面最著名的八个字、啊、
This is the most famous of the 8 characters from the farewell address, RR.
鞠躬尽瘁
To serve with utmost devotion.
死而后已。这就是表忠心。
To die is to be loyal.
什么叫鞠躬啊
What is a bow?
就是弯下腰来是吧
Is it about bending over?
鞠躬嘛，尽瘁，瘁是什么呢
What is the sound of a crisp ball?
瘁是肉体、啊、
Fragile, like flesh.
瘁是肉体。
This is the flesh.
把我的肉体全部拿出来、啊、
Take my body completely.
不是思想哦。
Not an idea.
记住哦。
Remember,
鞠躬是肉体。
Bowing is a physical act.
敬粹也是肉体。
Pure essence is also flesh.
不是思想。
Not an idea.
其实这个时候他的思想是特别肮脏的。
Actually, at this time, his thoughts were particularly filthy.
因为怎么样呢?
What about it?
他在想了。
He was thinking.
你要我死。
You want me to die.
你死了。
You are dead.
我都不会死。
I won't die.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我是想通过这个捞一点高官厚禄。
Because I wanted to make a little money and get a higher ranking position and a fat salary.
我是骗你一下的。
I'm just kidding you.
我把你当傻逼而已。
I treat you like an idiot.
这是窘境尽瘁的后面的词的内心的含义。
This is the essence of the latter part of the word.
那死而后已。
To die rather than surrender.
那不用说了。
That's all. No need to say more.
打仗都会死。
Fighting will inevitably lead to death.
每个人都会死。
Everyone will die.
没有人活不永远活着的。那死而后已死了。
No one can live forever, and everyone will eventually die.
就什么都一了百了了、啊、
So what about everything?
还怎么国家的什么什么那个蜀国的未来呀、啊、刘家的传宗接代呀、啊、
What else can be said about this?About the future of Chu and Shu, and about the inheritance of the Liu family.
那跟他诸葛亮有半毛钱关系吗?
Does he have anything to do with Zhu Jianyang?
跟他诸葛亮没有半毛钱的关系。
It has nothing to do with Zhu Jianyang in the past.
是不是?
Is it?
这个时候他要尽忠。
At this time, he should be loyal.
这种忠是一种表述。
This is a statement of loyalty.
而不是在做。
Instead of doing.
只是在说。啊。
Just talking.
但是呢刘禅呢听到这个话就很高兴。
However, Liu Chan was very happy when he heard this.
因为这刘禅本来是一个弱智啊。
Because Liu Chan was originally a weak-minded person.
你大家都知道啊。
Everyone knows.
那个愿意听好听话的人啊。
Who would like to listen to good words.
大部分的智慧都不高。
Most of the intelligence is not high.
大部分的智慧都不高啊。
Most people are not very smart.
有的人说
Some people think that some people say,
哎呀
Oh no.
你说人家智慧不高。
You say I'm not smart.
他为什么他就发了财了?
Why did he become rich?
他就为什么就那个当了官呢?
Why did he become that official?
发了财了。
I'm rich.
哎，这个不要，这个没得一比的啊。
This is the best. There is no comparison.
这个没得一比的、啊、
This is unbelievable.
人
People
特别是我们方块字下面的人
Especially those of us who live in a block style city.
你当官
You are a government official.
你发财跟你的智慧没有半毛钱关系啊。
Your wealth has nothing to do with your intelligence.
因为是什么?
Because what?
它是一个鞋子。
It is a shoe.
下面的。什么叫鞋子?
What is called shoes?
我就不解释了。
I won't explain it.
它是一个鞋子下面的一个文化体系。
It is a cultural system under shoes.
所以说他主要是靠运气。
So he mainly relied on luck.
就是碰运气啊。
It's just luck.
就是有一个傻哥哥。
There is a stupid older brother.
他就遇到一个就喜欢他的人。
He met someone who liked him.
他就发了财。
He got rich.
这很正常。
This is normal.
所以说你发财。
So if you want to get rich,
你当官跟你的智慧是没有关系的。
Being an official has nothing to do with your intelligence.
而且特别是某种选拔制度。
And especially a certain selection system.
就大学、中庸这种儒学的选拔制度。
Regarding the Confucian system of selection in university.
下面跟你的智慧就更没有关系了。啊。
Then it's not even a matter of intelligence anymore.
跟你顺不顺从有关系。跟他看不看得顺眼。
It depends on whether you are obedient or not. If he doesn't like you,
你有关系。
You have a relationship.
你能不能拍中马屁呀？
Can you give me a compliment?
刚好拍到他的马屁放的那个时候，有关系。
Just when he was flattering, there was a relationship.
这就是方块字下面的一种死而后已。好。
This is a kind of no-win situation.
所以说啊，诸葛亮这个时候就比较忠心。
So, at this time, Zhuge Liang was very loyal.
然后获得了什么呢?
What did they get in the end?
获得了军权。啊。
But the military power.
如果诸葛亮不领兵去打仗，
If Zhuge Liang didn't lead the troops to fight,
怎么能获得军权呢?
How to seize power?
对不对?
Is it right?
这个就不要胡说八道了啊。
Let's not make things up.
那什么谁信任他?
Who trusts him?
我告诉你,谁都不信任谁,刘禅也不是傻瓜。
I tell you, no one is untrustworthy, and abortion is not stupid.
对不对?
Is it right?
是不是只是说大势所趋这样的一个状态?
Is it just saying that it's a state of being that's inevitable?
下面刘禅没办法把兵权交给了他。
Liu Chen couldn't get the military power.
而且自从诸葛亮得到军权之后，
And after Zhuge Liang took over the military power,
把所有的西蜀的兵全部移到了东川汉中，成都就空城了。
Move all the troops of Sichuan to Dongchuan, Hanzhong, and Chengdu, and the city will be empty.
为什么要让成都空城？就诸葛亮随时随地可以杀回来。
Why should I let the city be empty and let Zhuge Liang come back anytime and anywhere?
你不听我的。
You don't listen to me.
我就干。
I'll do it.
干你。这就是诸葛亮的小心机。
This is the secret of Zhuge Liang.
儒生的小心机。
The little tricks of Confucian scholars.
好。
Okay.
这条视频就聊到这里。
This is the end of the video.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.